Orbiting in space, a Dominion command ship shines golden in the reflection of the sun. Inside, General Derek confronts her enemy, Vashaya.
You may have the ear of Ygrithor, Vashaya, but I am not impressed with your performance, and I command this ship.
General, you're overreacting. Just because I broke your toy, Connors.
You dare refer to Major Connors as my toy?
What then? A humanoid? An advanced robot at best? You behave as if he were human.
You tore him apart.
Yes, and I enjoyed it.
Connors is my second in command. He is valued and trusted.
Not is, General. Was.
Major Connors is being reconstructed. Meanwhile, your actions have put my command in jeopardy once again.
My actions? Your humanoid led the all-out attack on Cygnus 3 that failed. He turned back.
He was facing four armed transports. His decision was entirely logical.
I disagree, General. I reviewed the log. Perhaps you should do the same. I'll put it on the screen for you.
You'd better have your facts right, Vashaya.
This is what Connors was facing. I'll use the multiplier and that enhancement. Now, look closely at the outline of those transports.
I see. He should have caught that. They're unarmed.
Notice the Malkon rails?
Only one planet uses them.
The Epergians. The alien informant Krieg confirmed their involvement.
And they call themselves neutral. They must be taught a lesson.
They will be. A lesson they'll never forget. With your permission, I leave within the hour. Opergian homeworld will be totally annihilated.
Good. Vashaya, though I dislike you intensely, I must admit, you do your job with admirable enthusiasm.
There's much to be done before I...
General...
Are you in pain, Vashaya?
A knife being turned inside my head.
Sit down. We'll apply Q-system immediately.
Hurry!
Unbutton your shirt. The applicator must be over the heart.
Relief. The sharp pain inside my head is almost... It's gone.
Readout confirms a physical exam required. You must contact Dr. Ariel Jodma immediately.
Is she the only doctor on board?
Yes. Why do you ask?
Let's just say we don't get along. An examination is a most unwelcome interruption. But I suppose it must be done. Nevertheless, expect Opergian homeworld to disappear from all scanners by noon tomorrow. Good day, General.
The man is an overbearing fool. I hope his head explodes. It would be a pleasure to be rid of him once and for all.
On the dark side of the rocky, wind-swept planet Cartone, Commander Richards marvels at the progress of the new launch platforms that will soon be used against the Dominion.
Fantastic! The struts are up, liners are in. Hey, your crew's made remarkable progress, Baton.
Thank you, sir. It's such a great feeling to be pulling out ahead of the Dominion for a change.
Are we talking about the same thing?
I forgot, sir. You just got back from Luna 1.
Yes. What's been going on?
While you were on the Vega Moon, sir, Rebel forces made tremendous advances on all fronts. Every gamble we took, every guess we made was right. And at the same time, Dominion aggression against us almost stopped.
Did you say while we were on the Vega Moon, a noticeable decrease in a Dominion show of power? Are you sure, Baton?
Positive, Commander. There were almost no patrols, no attacks, hardly a blip on the scanners for a week.
Interesting. I wonder. Maybe we learned more about the secret while we were on Luna 1 than we thought.
Commander! Commander Richards! Urgent comlink. Can you come down, sir?
Right away, Sergeant. Give me a hand, Baton.
It's General Zane, Commander. On full scramble. Richards here. What is it, General?
Steve, we just got an urgent message from inside the Dominion.
From inside the Dominion?
Affirmative. It came through an old 20th century Morse code. Clear as a bell. On the same frequency we used to check Lotron tubes.
Who sent it?
We don't know, Steve. But the message said the Dominion is about to move against the Duchess. Their plan is to destroy the Opurgeon planet.
Well, they must have found out about the transports, General.
I've contacted the Duchess myself. She's taking the message seriously and evacuating the planet.
Evacuating? Why?
She's only got 5 hours, Steve.
We owe the very existence of Cygnus 3 to the Opurgeons, General. They're in this trouble because of us.
I agree. The location of the Opurgeon ship is on your computer in Sub 3. Leave immediately, Steve. You must get them out safely.
Three Vagon-type Dominion cruisers thunder toward Opurgeon homeworld. Their mission? Total destruction of every form of life on the planet. In the lead cruiser, Dr. Ariel Jodma completes her examination.
I'm afraid our tests show a few problems, Vishaya.
I was aware of that when I came in here. Could you possibly elaborate on your diagnosis for me?
You were exposed to 10 years of neutron radiation while in prison on the planet Setar. Is that true?
Quite true.
Your central nervous system has been extremely resilient. Unusually so. But radiation is radiation, my dear Vishaya. And the human body is only the human body.
There is a point to all this, Doctor.
Yes, there is. Your body is losing its long fight against the radiation effects. A reversal process is taking place.
Will this reversal cause any severe damage to my normal functions?
Quaintly put. Eventually, it will cause your death.
Your concern is overwhelming. No doubt you've already calculated when my bodily functions will cease.
The prognosis is that you have 3 years? More like 3 weeks.
What?
You heard me. Being a soldier of fortune, you should accept death quite easily, Vishaya.
Only 3 weeks. Are you quite sure?
I rarely miscalculate. But even if there is a remission, it will merely delay the inevitable. By the way, there will be side effects.
What side effects?
Odd feelings of heat centering about your heart. And your flesh will change, darken in color, becoming purplish.
Doctor, I really don't want
the
to hear this.
It will increase inside your veins until... But no matter. You will be unconscious by then. I would suggest you put your affairs in order, Vishaya.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Your diagnosis is painfully clear.
My pleasure, Vishaya. Oh, on your way out, would you tell the nurse to send in the next patient?
An Opurgeon command ship slowly moves towards Cygnus 3. Its outline reveals hundreds of spacecraft clinging like lice to its surface. They are Opurgeon workships, crammed to capacity with refugees. Commander Stephen Richards approaches for rendezvous.
Incredible sight. All those ships. Well, at least they're on their way. Let's see. Short line comlink is 23-9. The Duchess should be expecting me.
Calling Opurgeon Command. This is Rebel Commander Stephen Richards.
Violation of approach distance by intruder. Prepare to fire.
Not again.
Duchess, this is Stephen Richards.
On my command, fire. That was a warning, Stephen. Hold your present position.
But, all right. All right, holding position as ordered.
Because I agreed to help you and your friends, Stephen, we have been forced to evacuate our homeland, leaving everything behind. I am angry, very angry. General Zane has apologized to me and my people, but you, Stephen, have not.
But there was nothing else we could have done. When the attack on Cygnus 3 came, we were forced to use your transports as a bluff.
It was a costly bluff, Stephen.
I know, and I'm sorry. Will you permit me to come aboard, Duchess? I'll try to explain what happened. Perhaps then you'll understand why.
Never mind, Stephen. It's not necessary. It's just that it hurts so much. No further explanation is needed. Permission to come aboard. Use docking port number 3.
The bridge of the Epergian command ship is crowded. Duchess Bianca Azizi, a direct descendant of the Queen, is very much in control.
Locator scanner to full. Screen 9 for Cygnus 3.
Rebel planet up on 9.
Full ahead.
Full ahead, Excellency. Cygnus 3 in 12 hours, 41 minutes.
This ship handles almost like a fighter, Bianca, in spite of its size.
But with all those hitchhikers on the outside, Stephen, we're burning fuel at a fantastic rate. There are 17,000 people on this ship alone. If the Dominion finds us before we reach the safety of Cygnus 3...
There's no way Vashaya could locate this ship.
All personnel to battle stations. An enemy explorer probe just missed us, Excellency. A Dominion seeker must be nearby.
A seeker? It'll launch more probes.
Use the null system to destroy the seeker.
Vectoring. All ships locked on. 2, 1, launch.
You see, guidance on all ships target the seeker, Stephen, and then launch missiles for the point where locator scans intersect.
I get it. At the null point.
Null system on ready. Countdown.
If that seeker launched more than one probe, we could be in deep trouble.
Seekers are automatic. It's just luck when they locate a target.
Our luck just ran out. A probe has found us.
2, 1.
Well, that takes care of the seeker. But now the Dominion knows our location. The probe reported back automatically.
Get to communications, Stephen. I'll handle things here. Your people must know.
Inside Vashaya's lead war cruiser, a young officer reports.
Backup scanners confirm previous readout, sir. Human life forms are totally absent from the Opergian planet. Only small mammals and gill breathers remain.
Do you stand by your report, Lieutenant Kerr?
Yes, sir. I checked the scanners twice to be absolutely sure.
Where can they be? Where? I can't think with this headache.
Are we still going to use the Criston cannons on the planet, sir?
Naturally, Lieutenant Kerr. The Opergians may have eluded us for the moment, but we can make sure they have nothing left to come home to.
Comlink, sir. It's General Derek.
What can the old witch want now? Patchett. This is Vashaya, General.
Vashaya, one of our seeker probes located a large ship near the outer limits of Opergian space. I thought you'd like to know.
A large ship. Anything else?
The report indicates the presence of over 17,000 life forms on that ship.
The Opergians. We've got them.
Their coordinates are on your screen, easily within range.
We leave immediately. Vashaya out. Lieutenant Kerr?
Yes, sir.
Patch me through to the other Vagon cruisers.
They're armed and ready, sir. Green lights on all the other units. And we're online, sir.
Attention all units. This is Vashaya. We leave immediately for the coordinates on your screens. Arm Criston cannons. Full destructive force. Prepare to fire on the Opergian homeworld. Fire!
As Vashaya rushes to overtake the Opergians, General Derek pays a secret visit to the robotics lab, where Major Connors is being reconstructed.
Welcome, Exalted One. The General honors us.
Show me Connors, Technician. Where is he?
Certainly, General. He is being kept at 0 degrees between working sessions. The chart indicates Connors is connected. He's stored in Tray 4. We are very pleased with our work.
Reconstruction is excellent. Yes, he looks just as he did.
His programming is all but complete. Do you require activation?
I want to add a personal touch to his program.
Certainly, but implantation must take place in the twilight state, a precondition that triggers an auto sequence. You understand?
Bring him to the Twilight State now.
It is always gratifying to watch them come to life, so to speak.
Humanoid, class one, nameplate Connors.
Moments now, a few adjustments.
Humanoid, class one, nameplate Connors.
Technician, this is a very private moment between the humanoid and myself. Do I make myself clear?
Oh, 1,000 pardons. I shall wait outside.
Twilight State. Receptors targeted for programming.
Connors, can you hear me?
Voice recognition. Storage activation. Good day, General Derek. Programming receptors are available.
Connors, this is a primary command.
Primary command. Accepted.
Motivational implant. Vashaya is dangerous.
Vashaya is dangerous.
For my protection, Vashaya must die. He must be eliminated.
Vashaya must be eliminated.
Action command. You will arrange for Vashaya to be killed when I give the order. I'll choose the time to implement.
I will arrange to have Vashaya killed at your command.
Programming complete.
Complete.
Welcome back, my pet.
Unaware of Connor's new instructions, Vashaya races to a rendezvous in space. Fast and brutally efficient, the Vagon cruisers are nearing the intercept point.
Closing. Visual in 3 minutes. Prepare for retrofire.
Retros to computer positive.
Hold the retros, Lieutenant Kirk. I just thought of something. A straight line from a Pergian home world passing through their last reported position would end at...
Cygnus 3, sir.
At our speed, delaying retrofire only 0.4 of a second will place us between the Opergians and Cygnus 3. They would be unable to get past us.
Affirmative, sir. We would be directly in their path.
Reprogram the retrofire.
Yes, sir. Plus 0.4.
Retrofire in 20 seconds.
Set Criston cannons for the Opergian command ship on main scanner.
Retros to computer positive.
3, 2, 1.
Give me open channel on comlink.
Channel open, sir.
This is Vashaya. Enemies of the Dominion must die.
It's Vashaya.
Dominion warships dead ahead.
We're trapped. Yourself. He'll destroy us all.
Is the reward for treachery. All ships prepare to fire Criston cannons. Fire!
What happened?
I don't know. The cannons fired, but the charges never reached us. It's Devon from Delphi. Devon, what have you done?
I have interfered with your world, Richard. For the moment, time has stopped, and all in the war machine wait with it.
Stephen, we're moving past the Criston charges.
They're frozen in space.
Yes, my friend. And they shall stay frozen until your party reaches Cygnus 3. It is written, the hermits of Delphi may stop time, but there is a condition. We may not touch, may not harm, may not interfere. And you will not upset this delicate balance, Commander Richards. This act is coldly taken in direct retaliation against the Dominion for the brutal death of Lucan, our brother.
Look, we're passing under the Vagon cruisers, and they can't do anything to stop us.
Engineering to bridge.
This is the bridge. Go ahead, engineering.
There's a mystery here, Your Excellency. Suddenly, our fuel supplies have increased threefold. We have no explanation.
For the brutal death of Lucan, our brother.
Devon again. The fuel is to help us return to Cygnus 3.
Remarkable. He's given us our lives. Engineering, full power. We're heading for Cygnus 3, and we're going to make it.
Hours later, time begins again for the Dominion.
The Opergians. They've disappeared. Where are they? Where have they gone?
The answer to Vishaya's question is home. Home to a new life on Cygnus 3.
The secret of Dominion. Have you discovered it? And what is Emery Tree? More clues follow in Episode 11, The Plot Against Vishaya.